House will come to order. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Barbudo. Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown. Brown. Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy. Kennedy. Childers.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel. Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Lubnow,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Pedersen,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Stewart,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Ronish,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Barbudo,
here.
Brechtel,
here.
Brown,
here.
Kennedy,
here.
60 present.
Please stand and join us in the morning prayer with Pastor O'Malley.
Shall we pray? Faithful and loving God, we thank you once again for these servants that have come to do the work that is so very important to all of us. And again, we seek not just justice, but sometimes grace as well. We seek that you be present and that you be the minds and the eyes and the ears and the voices and the hearts of these people that have been called together to make decisions that will affect the lives and the business of the state of Wyoming. I especially thank you today for our military who are here. That's not an easy decision to make, not an easy commitment to carry out. We are so grateful for these fine young men and women, or older men and older women, that they are willing to take up the cause that's given to them and to perform it to the best of their ability. We ask that today here in this room, others might also perform to the best of their ability, while keeping in mind the fact that you are the one that we can look to when we can't decide, can't figure things out. You are the place that we start. So be with everyone today as they do their business and do the things that are best for all of Wyoming and its residents. Amen.
Members of the House, today we are honored to have Colonel Rich Knowlton and Lieutenant Colonel Dave Herder of the Wyoming National Guard joining us to lead the body in the Pledge of Allegiance. Colonel Knowlton is the commander of the Camp Guernsey Joint Training Center, which annually trains thousands of military members from Wyoming and around the nation. Colonel Herder is the deputy commander of the camp. Joining them are a number of distinguished military members, retirees, and veterans in the gallery with us today. Gentlemen, please lead us in the pledge.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would just kind of find your seats and just wanted to say a few words, wanted to specifically give thanks to the current and former members of the military that were in the gallery today, and just say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your service to Wyoming and the nation. Thank you very much. Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Brothers and sisters, and I call you brothers and sisters because we're all family, and I know to many of you I'm that cousin that you wish would stop calling, but it's not going to stop that way. But I want to talk to you a little about family today. Two things is that I like to usually start off every session. Is it 36 years and 48 weeks ago, someone carried me up here and stuffed me underneath their desk so that they could work, and that's my mom. And so I eventually just thought that one day I'd get a desk, so it's her fault that I'm here. So, morning, Mom, if you're back there. She's out back there. And then what I have with the rest of you, I have a few absent days at the end of last session we were here, and I brought these two books that are documents, our journey to go adopt our daughter. And so if you'd like to look at them, they're going to be back on my desk.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do this with some trepidation, but I want to do it anyway. Saturday, our youngest son leaves for Afghanistan for a deployment there for probably most of a year. And so it's very big in my mind, but I thought with the veterans in the crowd that this would be a nice time to thank them for me, also a veteran, and ask for your best wishes for him as he deploys Saturday.
Representative Roscoe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have five friends down from the Wind River country. I'd like to introduce them. Three young people that are on the Junior Town Council, Ashley Calderon, Caitlin Tan, and Jared Atanasio. I'd just like to say that they are extremely smart, athletic, focused, and really appreciate the education that Wyoming is giving them. Jared is involved in the in an ROTC program next year. Also with them, I'd like to introduce the mayor of Pinedale and town councilman, Mayor Steve Smith, and town councilman Michael Kudar. Thank you.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to introduce to you the mayor of the metropolis of Wright, Wyoming, which is my largest community in my district. Up here on the left, Tim Albin.
Representative Blickery.
Mr. Speaker, fellow representatives, it's my pleasure to introduce above me two fine Campbell County veterans, fellow veterans, Mr. Al Ellison and Mr. Pete Cornell.
Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also would like to recognize two of our veterans are here today from the Afton Star Valley area, and that would be Chuck Sutter and Bernal Cleverty standing up in the balcony up there. Please welcome.
Mr. Majority Whip, could I see you, please, and Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an announcement procedurally. House Bill number 32, redistricting of the legislature, will be added to the as the first bill on your committee of the whole list this afternoon.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to introduce the businessman extraordinaire who's on the Veterans Commission, and he's present with us today, Ron Wood. Ron?
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my privilege today to introduce a former member of this body from Goshen County, Jack Van Mark, if you'd please stand and be recognized. Jack served in this body with our very own John Patton, so it's been many years ago. Good to see you, Jack.
Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 14, 2012 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Kasperk.
And to help introduce the doctor of the day, I'd like to call on Representative Stewart. Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We are very fortunate today, friends and neighbors, to have Doc for the Day, Saratoga's very own Dr. Dean Bartholomew, and make him work today. He's a good guy, so join me in welcoming him.
And keep the applause going for Nurse of the Day, Kim Johnson, from here at the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. I'd also like to announce to the body today that we have NCSL Representative Kay Warnock with us for her state visit. She'll be around in the area today if you guys have any questions for her. So welcome, Kay, if you see her. We are at that order of business. And I'll make another announcement before we get to that. The bill introduction deadline for you to have everything actually filed and in final form is noon today. So if you have any bills you're working on, you don't have a lot of time left. We are at that order of business, reading introduction and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 54. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 54, introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Crime Victims Compensation Act.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction, House Bill 54, for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, I think many of you on the floor here have experienced or been on Judiciary Committee where we've discussed unduplicated counts for the Victim Services Grants for the Crime Victims Compensation Act. And this is really just to clarify, we've had some issues over the last few years just making certain that we qualify with the federal grant requirements. And so what we've done, I met with the Attorney General's office, and we have changed it from being providers to programs so that we can make certain that we have unduplicated numbers. And this all originated from JAC when we were trying to get a better handle on the budget. So that's all it is. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Rechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Ludnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 54 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 55, introduced by Representative Bergeron.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to secured transactions, perfection of security interests titled personal property.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 55. For your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill was brought to me by, my community in regards to addressing liens on motor vehicles. Prior to 2001, we did not have this inconsistency, but when we adopted the Uniform Commercial Code, we neglected to put a further statute in there. And so what we have is a conflict where we're requiring both in one section a financial statement and in another section, a certificate of title. And it would be much more efficient if we would just put the lien or that information on the certificate of title than sending a financial statement to the Secretary of State. So it's just about, it's really a correction to the statutes.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic. Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Ludnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 55 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 60.
House Bill 60.
We'll read the bill.
House Bill 60, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to firearms, firearm regulation, and ammunition regulation.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 60 and ask for your favorable consideration. I would like to open by reminding the body that Article 1, Section 24 of the Wyoming Constitution says the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and of the state shall not be denied. And it is our job to protect these rights, and that is why in 1995 we passed Statute 68401, which is a state preemption law that says that the state is the ultimate authority with gun rights and gun restrictions. And I base this bill off of a bill that has already passed in Florida and has worked very well in Florida. And despite the fact that we have a preemption law, there have been at least three challenges to it in the last 2 years. There's one recently that's been in the news. In addition to that, there was one in a western town a couple years ago and recently one in a northern city of the state. We just need to have consistency throughout the state. We can't have local governments challenging state law and violating state law, so this just puts a little bit of teeth into our preemption law. It's important to have consistency through the state, and I think this is a discussion we need to have, so I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have one question. It talks in here after political subdivisions on page 2, line 19, or any other entity. It goes through a number of pages, and it talks about any other entity violates this section. I don't know what that means.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not necessarily against the concept. This bill needs lots of work, and I don't know if you want to do it in the budget session because it assumes everybody acts lawfully. If you read carefully the language of the bill, if you riot or create a disturbance without a gun, the city officials can take away the weapon. If you riot or disturb the peace with a gun, the official is fired, city can be sued for damages up to $200,000 plus attorney's fees. And so if you look at the interplay in the language of the bill, if we go forward with this bill, we need to do lots of work on it to fix it.
Rebuttal?
Mr. Speaker, I would cede my time to the Speaker pro tem.
Representative Gingrich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just urge you to vote for introduction. There may be some issues in this bill raised by some others, but most importantly is page 2, line 9 and 10. That needs to be clarified. There's some cities interpreting it one way, other cities are interpreting it the other. We made a policy decision that the state preempts. We need to make sure that's clarified in the law. We can't let this go for another year. It is very timely under Rule 28.1. I would urge you to vote yes on introduction. Many of the issues that were raised can be resolved through the process.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten. Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay. Gingery.
Aye.
Oh, Gay conflict?
Yes.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone. Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne, Bronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 21 no, 1 conflict.
Failing to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 60 is indefinitely postponed. Representative Byrd.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
I have to apologize to the body. I have a friend who is a classmate of mine, and we go all the way back to high school. This particular individual is in the military. She has the rank of colonel, and her job is to make sure that those Afghanistan and Iraq vets made it back to this country safely after serving their time over there. In the West Gallery balcony, Colonel Penny Harnish, if you would welcome her to the People's House.
Representative Escobel.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
And I'd like to point to the gallery, up in the gallery next to her, our former Senate doorman, Foy Jolly.
Representative Brennish. Oh, I guess he doesn't want to.
Okay.
That's quite all right. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 62, introduced by Representative Brawnish.
First reading the bill.
Enact relating to criminal procedure investigative subpoenas.
Representative Brawnish.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 62 and ask for your favorable consideration. You saw this bill before you last year, only the difference was the county attorney could issue the subpoena. This year, we've made some changes to it. We've decided that the judges need to be the gatekeeper, and the judges can set the standard. And we've cleaned up some other things in the bill, and I think we've got a lot better bill than what we had last time. Now, just to be real brief, these agencies in the state of Wyoming have subpoena authority. Board of Nursing, audiologists, county assessors, dairy marketing, insurance commissioners, OSHA, Pesticide Commissioner, Public Service Commission, State Auditor, State Examiner, Unemployment, Welfare, and Workers' Compensation. And we do not grant that authority to law enforcement, and they need that. That's a real good working tool for them. And it's also good because so many times you have a child who will run away, and the phone company, you want them to ping their cell phone to see what their location is because they can do that. And they can't do it without, they say that their lawyers tell them they need some paper on it. And so they need, you know, to cover themselves, and the subpoena would cover that. The only other thing we have is available right now is a search warrant, and they are not effective out of state. So I encourage your approval of this bill. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake. Flickery, Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 62 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 63, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to child custody and visitation modification after military service.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 63 and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends, this is a modification of legislation we adopted last year at the request of the military department, so it's ironic that it came up today, or maybe not so ironic, maybe the speaker planned that. In any event, we resolved most of the issues related to temporary custody orders last year for deployed members of the military. This was an issue we couldn't reach full consensus on. So essentially the purpose of this bill is to streamline the process for reverting back to the original custody order when someone returns from deployment. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Ferger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 63 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Representative Blake.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, sir.
Up in the south balcony, I'll introduce from the beautiful banks of the Green River, Wyoming, from the city of Green River, our Deputy County Clerk, Vicki Easton.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Throne.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Although she didn't have to travel very far, roughly 6 or 7 blocks, I'd like to introduce Laramie County Clerk, a longtime Laramie County Clerk, Debbie Lathrop.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As long as we're asking for privilege of the floor, I'd like to have it. Thank you. You know, the redistricting process started in April, and let me tell you that all 23 county clerks have participated in the redistricting process. It could not have happened without them. They have been superb, and I thank them very much. And would all the county clerks stand up and for us to say thank you very much for your efforts.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
In the South Gallery, we have with us Carbon County Clerk Gwen Bartlett. Oh, you did all of them, but... And Lisa Smith in the clerk's office.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the Albany County Clerk, Jackie Gonzalez, a person who has saved my bacon on many occasions and to whom I'm eternally grateful. Jackie, please stand up.
All right, the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 70, introduced by Representative Botten.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to firearms regarding the Wyoming Court Security Act of 2012.
Representative Botten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 70 and ask for your favorable consideration. Now, we all get appointed to various commissions by the Speaker here, and I got the privilege of being appointed to that certain commission this legislature set up that handles court security. And this is a product of the court, that security commission. So why the need? Well, we know that there's this preemption rule with regard to the legislature deciding weapons issues. We also have out of state some issues, some court decisions saying that courts have the inherent power to direct court security. We don't have one in this state, however, so we have a conflict there. We have a concealed carry bill that says no concealed carry in the courthouse or in the courtroom, but there's no such statute with regard to open carry. So, and also, by the way, we have two courthouses in the state that are already doing full security. You can't get in without getting through security. So we have a condition here that with the reservation of responsibility of this issue to the legislature, it's the responsibility of the legislature to occasionally do something. So this is something suggested by the commission here, which is to allow counties with courthouses, district or circuit court, you know, they handle some issues that can be very dangerous, divorces, family violence, whatnot, and this would allow counties to impose security. Now, it's very, very loose in what they can do. They don't have to do security. They can do security some of the time or none of the time or all the time. They can secure the whole building or they can secure part of the building or none of the building at all, but at least allow the counties to make that decision, because what's necessary in this big town may not be necessary in a smaller town. If you look at the bill, it is going to standardize what sort of security would be required statewide. It's a lot of flexibility in there, too. There are choices to be made. There's a penalty if...
It's time.
Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim, McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. No, Madden. Madden, would you please confirm your vote for me?
Aye.
Madden, aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 70 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 51. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 51, introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to impact assistance payments, citing impact payments, industrial ones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 51 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a result of the last interim revenue meeting, and where there was testimony given that documented there's been a disconnect between the cost of impacts to local governments and the actual amount of assistance payments that were made. State agencies have helped in crafting and developing the language in this bill. This bill only applies to large qualified industrial siting projects where the intent of the program is to provide local impact payments from excise tax revenues connected to the project. As it turns out, this program has been used dozens of times, but local governments have either been undercompensated or overcompensated, but rarely have they been compensated correctly at the end of the day. The way it works presently is presented at the top of the handout that I provided, and I don't have time to go over it, but you can look at it. There are two critical changes in the algorithm in computing payments to local governments. First, impacts are projected by local governments, similar to the way industry does it now, and then it's going to be reconciled by the Industrial Siting Council. Then an amount equal to these impacts is distributed from state sales tax receipts generated from the project only up to the amount of the impacts. I don't look at this as being a time-consuming or controversial bill, since really everybody gains. Local governments would be assured of being fairly compensated in these instances. State governments would be assured of not having to overpay. And project interests are not adversely impacted, since the impacts are to be paid from excises taxes that they have already paid in connection with the project. So I urge your favorable consideration on this. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hunt. Illaway. Yagi. Kasparic. Croker. Crone. Lockhart. Laux. Lubno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Patton. Peasley. Peterson. Peterson. Petroff. Korberg. Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson. Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 51 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 68, introduced by Representative Stewart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to severance tax distributions.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction, House Bill 68, and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2001, this body went through a process allocating our severance tax distributions and set up what's become known as below the cap and above the cap. We set the cap at that time at $155 million. The amount of money below that $155 million was distributed by percentages to agencies and local governments by certain percentages. This process of de-earmarking has not been looked at since 2001. And what we are seeing today, ladies and gentlemen, is that these figures, what this bill will do, will adjust the amounts going to these people below the cap to adjust for inflation. The amounts that they have been receiving, that's below the cap dollars, below $155 million, have been fixed since 2001. Clearly, those dollars have been eroded over time to the extent that the buying power that they enjoyed in 2001 has diminished. And just briefly, who shares in these allocations of the below the cap? Just briefly, cities and towns, counties, all water development accounts, highways, cities and towns, CapCon, state aid to county roads, and a portion of that does go to the general fund. Ladies and gentlemen, basically what this does, again, this inflation proofs these distributions to the extent that these people below the cap will enjoy more money.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, and folks, just today's natural gas price is $2.54 at Opal, and
Our Craig estimate now, our revised estimate is 325, down from 4. And many of you who are at the gas presentation, really $2 gas is our future. And if we're going to meet 325 for this year, really the only thing that can affect that, it's not going to be gas cars or LNG exports, it's going to be weather somewhere. I mean, we're going to have to literally have a weather event to raise the gas price. So with that said, there's been numerous studies since earmarking, de-earmarking in 2001, that locals, highways, county roads, water development have been funded beyond any expectation of any previous earmarking scheme before 2001. So, in effect, all those entities, locals, highways, county roads, water development, have shared in our boom here in the last decade. And we have looked at this every year, and every year we voted it down. And I would just say that you look at this year's budget, 170-some million for locals, over 100 million for highways. Part of that's county roads. Water development gets money. I mean, it's just, it's a very generous budget. And I think we'll return back to a past where we really come down here and have no control over our budget because it's all earmarked out, you know, to Medicaid, to locals, to highways, to whatever it might be. And so I'd urge your defeat of this. Thank you.
Person Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Did the sponsors of this consider this as more of a general session kind of a discussion than this budget session when we've developed a lot of uncertainty? And I'm curious as to why it wasn't considered as a general meeting as opposed to a budget meeting.
Rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In answer to the last question, this bill was brought last year during the general session. This is a light version of that bill. And just briefly, what we're talking about is dedicated revenues and not the discretionary funds from surplus that we give back to our local governments. And I would yield the rest of my time to my colleague, neighbor, next.
Representative Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge us to vote this in on introduction. What we hear more than anything else when we talk to our local governments is they want a constant source of revenue. This would provide a mechanism to do that. I understand the concern with a good representative from Natrona County. We'll just cut down on the revenue sharing that we have as discretionary and make this part of the a commitment we do every year. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Rechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey, Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
McComey, aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gingery, aye to no. Childers, aye to no. Miller, no to aye. Brechtel, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 68 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 72, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school districts regarding juvenile detention facility placements.
Representative McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 72 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, during the interim, I was trying to find a way to solve the problem of the children being held in juvenile detention at our various institutions around the state being counted as dropouts for districts. That was very complicated. But trying to work this out, there was some language that came across that needed some cleaning up. And what this language does at the bottom of page 2 of the bill, it says that the tuition that the school district is having to provide the instruction for at these institutions for juvenile detention don't have to count the revenue they receive from the other school districts as a local resource. Otherwise, if they have to count that as a local resource, it goes against what they receive then from their regular funding. So I was asked if I would bring this as kind of a cleanup measure for this, and I think it's something that will make it clear. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen, depending on how the paper got filed. And I ask your support.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 72 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 6. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 6, introduced by Representative Stewart.
First reading the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to issue a moratorium on the closing of United States Postal Service offices in Wyoming.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Joint Resolution 6 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends and neighbors, this is an issue that I think touches almost all of us in the room here, and I would maintain this is a very timely issue. What has happened recently is that decision to close rural post offices in Wyoming has been delayed somewhat. And I actually saw an opportunity to address a lot of calls, letters, and resolutions passed locally in my district to address just this issue of closing rural post offices in Wyoming. This hits close to home for me. Two rural post offices in my district are on the block. And, ladies and gentlemen, we clearly feel this is an undue burden on our small towns. That greatly affects our thriving communities and the economic viability. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux. Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
No.
Wallace.
Swanitzer
Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? McComey, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution Number 6 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 71, introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government regarding a state coordinator.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move the introduction of House Bill 71 for our consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a result of about 8 months of work with 9 drafts and many agencies, counties, groups. The ag community has been very well involved with this. What we're trying to do is propose a current statute, and the current statute to read the state coordinator instead of the state planning coordinator, and amending the duties of the state coordinator to coordinate any land management actions by the federal agencies with the state of Wyoming as required by the federal law. The amendment would also provide requirements for approval of federal land management actions by the state of Wyoming. This amendment also provides for the state to speak as one voice by designating a lead state agency for each multiple use with assistance from contributing state agencies. This concept is very important in order for attorneys to litigate if two or three agencies are commenting to the federal agency on an issue and the comments are different. It's difficult for the attorney to defend the state position. The purpose of the amendment is stated to coordinate with the federal government regarding land use plans, policies, programs, and desired outcomes in an effort to protect the customs, culture, heritage, economic well-being, and stability of the citizens of the state of Wyoming. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Fronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Gay? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 71 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 53, introduced by Representative Gay.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to liquor licenses.
Representative Gay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 53 and ask for your aye vote. This bill was brought to me, to my attention, by a local government official. House Bill 53 resolves the ceiling or caps on the two types of liquor licenses. There's a full-service liquor license and a bar and grill license. This bill makes the cap for both licenses $10,500. There is no change or change to the low bid on this bill, so the floor on the bid process remains unchanged. This bill is a potential source of revenue for small community governments, and I ask your favorable consideration.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask the body to resist House Bill 53. This bill would dramatically increase annual licensing fees for hundreds of Wyoming businesses. By increasing the maximum they pay annually by 600%, from $1,500 to $10,500. But we'll also mandate those cities and counties to charge less than the maximum to increase their fees to $1,500 per annually, which in some cases is a mandatory 400%.
Representative McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also would ask you to resist this bill. Mr. Speaker, there are many small businessmen that have these type of liquor licenses, and an increase of this amount would be a tremendous hit to their bottom line. And I happen to know a lot of them personally, and they're very good businessmen, but I don't know how they'd cope with that. When I was in business, I had these licenses, and it is tough.
Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, stand in opposition to this bill. This is mandating to our counties and cities on their way of doing business, and as was just repeated, many of our business owners already have such a small business that this would greatly impact them. The other thing is, I think this is a tax increase. Thank you.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ask you to oppose this. This is not the time to be increasing the cost of doing business up front. What we should be doing is making it easier for all of our businesses to do business in Wyoming, and this would seriously diminish our stellar reputation as being a best place in the country to do business, and I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you.
30-second rebuttal. No rebuttal. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Gay,
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas, Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Patterson,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Throne,
no.
Braunish,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Flickery? Flickery? The vote is closed. 2 ayes, 58 noes.
Wow. Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 53 is indefinitely postponed. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 65, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to banks and banking, banks authorized investments.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move for the introduction of House Bill number 65 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is really a cleanup bill to clarify or take care of an inconsistency that's currently in the statute. What this is intended to do is put state chartered banks on the same footing as national chartered banks and to make Wyoming a more competitive place in which to charter banking operations. The statute currently has this thing that precludes state chartered banks from investing in mutual funds that have the bonds of government sponsored entities in them. The thing that makes that strange is that banks can actually invest directly in those bonds. They just can't invest in a mutual fund that has those exact same investments. That's different from nationally chartered banks. They can invest in these mutual funds, and typically these mutual funds, because of the ability to buy in bigger bulks and those sorts of things, have greater rates of return. So this is to eliminate that inconsistency, to allow state chartered banks at greater rate of returns on their deposits and ultimately make them more competitive institutions. The regulators are good with this approach, and I would just ask for your aye vote.
Representative Patton.
Simply a question. Is the original writing of this, because the mutual fund cannot guarantee the price upon redemption, would that make a difference in the consideration of this measure?
Any other opposition or questions? Rebuttal? Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, I don't think that has anything to do with the original inclusion of the language in the statute. The language is quite dated and goes back to really the dawn of mutual funds and just the uncertainty with those. Because you're only allowing investments into mutual funds that have treasuries and the bonds of government-sponsored entities, such as Farm Home Loan Administration and things like that, the security there is I mean, it's a very secure investment. It's not anything that you really have to worry about as far as losing money for the banks.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Brown conflict. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Illaway, Yagi, Kasparik, Kasparik, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 conflict.
Having received approval of two-thirds of elected members, House Bill 65 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 67. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 67, introduced by Representative Dan Swanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcoholic beverages, limiting alcoholic beverage permit.
Representative Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move House Bill 67 and ask for its favorable introduction. House Bill 67 changes the current special use malt beverage permit to what we're calling a limited alcohol and malt beverage permit. The crux of the bill is found on page 4. We allow the local licensing authority, either city or county government, that when they grant a 24-hour alcohol permit to an organization, which they do for sales at picnics, bazaars, fairs, rodeos, holidays, or public gatherings, to expand it to wine and liquor, should they choose to. These type of events where we get special use permits are often used by Chamber of Commerce's for their business after hours events and gatherings. My city uses them for what we call Fridays on the Plaza, where we have bands come in and the money goes to fund the Train Depot Museum. The bill was actually brought to me from a new and very active constituent nonprofit group here in Cheyenne that's going after high-end donors to fix up a very large building in our downtown area. And they'd like to have fundraising events in this building that have more of a wine and cheese theme to them, or perhaps a combination of upscale beer and wine. For their fundraising events, we have a similar condition in Teton County with their art center moving around the place. I do believe this bill is timely. It also relates to the University of Wyoming. It enables them to serve wine or liquor under a special use permit. So if they wanted to use a permit to serve alcohol or new skyboxes or have like a wine reception on campus, they could certainly do so. It also applies to the state fair. We're about to have our 100th year anniversary there, so if we wanted to have a wine reception at state fair or perhaps a wine and whiskey party, or we could at least serve wine. Once again, all the decisions on these permits are granted by the local licensing entity, usually your city council, your county commission, so the decision stays with your locally elected officials, and each county has various rules and flexibility on how to grant these permits right now. But what it does do is add flexibility into the statute to help out organizations and nonprofits like the one in my community to have the capacity to have wine and more upscale receptions. And I'd ask for your favorable vote.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge you to vote no on this. We already have catering permits. If you need to serve wine or hard liquor at an event, you can have a licensee that already has a liquor license to come to your event and cater it through a catering permit. Most of our communities charge a very nominal fee for those catering permits. So it's already covered. You don't want these types of events where a local organization would have a full bar. That needs to be handled by a licensee who's bonded, has the insurance already in place, and actually has the training already on how to not serve minors, how to not serve people that have already had enough, and they receive that training through the licensee. It's better to keep this with the licensees and not to open this up further. I'd urge you to vote no.
Rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are a limited number of catering permits you can get per year. Right now the statute does. I'm trying to add wine and hard alcohol. I'm perfectly happy with amending it in committee down to wine. We just thought it was best to keep it flexible in committee. So there are some restrictions, including in Teton County, where some people would actually like to have these that I heard, and that's partly why I brought the bill. So I'd ask you to vote for favorable introduction, and if it needs to be amended down in committee, we can certainly do that.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay.
Gay.
Gingery. No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Conflict.
Lubno conflict. Lubno conflict. Madden. 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 McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paisley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Grosko.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Teeters? Aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 23 no, 1 conflict.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 67 is indefinitely postponed. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 48, introduced by Representative Lebanow.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to speed limits.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you'd pull out the handout that was on your desk that has House Bill 48 on top of it. I received a constituent call this summer. He was driving to a gambling mecca through another state, and he called and he said, why can I drive 80 miles an hour in Utah and not in Wyoming on the interstate? I did some research and found out that Utah and Texas have 80-mile-an-hour speed limits on stretches of their interstate. If you look at the chart, these are the interstate sections of highway in Texas where they have the 80-mile-an-hour speed limits. From 3 years before and 3 years after, you'll find that the fatal crashes decreased from 75 to 54. The fatalities decreased from 86 to 67. Wyoming had had similar experience in when we went from 55 to 75 years ago. This bill allows the highway superintendent, if he finds it safe under those superintendent zones on the interstate, to increase the speed limit to 80 miles an hour. I'd urge your support.
Opposition, Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question in view of the de facto speed limit that we have now. It seems like it is 75, but in reality, I don't think, at least by going by my newspapers at home, that nobody gets a ticket if they're going 80. So the de facto speed limit to me is 80, and I'm just wondering if the sponsor has thought about the similar situation happening if we raise it to 80. Does that mean that people will be going 85? Or I'd just like to have some remarks on that so I know how to vote.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question for the sponsor. Does this in any way impact our federal funding for roads?
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One more question. It has no fiscal note, but I'm assuming if they do follow through, there will be some fiscal impact.
Okay. Any other opposition? Representative Harshman.
Just a question, Mr. Speaker. Just I noticed the effective immediately date on July 1st. Any consideration or thoughts of effective immediately?
Is he designating you as the?
I have two tickets for 79. You suppose we could make this retroactive for someone?
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Speaker,
30 seconds.
To answer the good question from the representative from Johnson County, considered the 80 plus, there's a provision in our statutes that allows us to drive 80 miles an hour and you don't get a fine. I didn't change that. So if you drive 75 miles an hour and you speed, you don't get a ticket at 80 miles an hour. It seemed like we should just have an 80 mile an hour speed limit. For anything over 80, you still get a ticket, and I didn't change that provision. For the good representative from Laramie, this has no effect on federal funds, and to the good representative from Natrona County, if we change it to immediately, I'm afraid of Armageddon, so I didn't do that.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden. Madden. McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 noes.
Having received approval of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 48 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 69. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 69, introduced by Representative Ronish.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle registration fees.
Representative Ronish.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 69 and ask for your favorable consideration. We had a bill similar to this last year, except the odd thing about it is the counties, oh, they all get elected and say, yes, I'm going to keep your taxes low, but when we start taking license plate fees away, they say, oh, no, but not those. You can't lower those taxes. So anyway, this bill contains a backfill provision. When this law was originally passed in 1970s, vehicles were $3,000. Now they sell for $30,000, a tenfold increase. At that time, they went down. Price decreases each year till 6 years, and then it never gets any cheaper. It doesn't make any difference if you own a vehicle for 20, 30, 40 years. It never gets any cheaper at that point. And this bill would lower that from 7, 8, 9, and down to 10 years, where the 10th year would be 1/5 of what the taxes were at year 6. Now, the people that are really hurt about this are your senior citizens and people on low incomes who typically keep and drive older vehicles. There becomes a point in time when this vehicle, the cumulative taxes that you paid on the vehicle are currently worth more than what that vehicle would sell for. And that typically happens around 12 years. The state of Montana, they put a lifetime tab to alleviate that problem. Now, anyway, I urge you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, a question for the sponsor. Looking at the $39 million appropriation that's attached to this, is the sponsor given any consideration of where in the budget that money will come from?
Representative Wallace.
I also have a question. Does this apply to all classes of vehicles? You mentioned, for instance, recreational vehicles, motorhomes, that are tens of thousands of dollars when they're new, and when they're 20 years old, you're still paying that license fee on a $90,000 vehicle that's now practically worthless.
Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I spoke with the proponent of this bill earlier. And one of the issues that we face in this legislature is shrinking revenues to the state from sources. We made a big step a few years ago when we did away with taxes on groceries, and then there's an immediate need for backfill for the agencies that are dependent on that. And I'm curious as to what backfill. I was asked earlier, but I think just a little bit of history might help the proponent explain where that will come from.
30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. And those are really good questions. Your answer to your question is yes, especially it would apply to all vehicles that our property taxes are levied on, motorhomes, et cetera. And there's over 540,000 vehicles in the state of Wyoming that would currently fit that category. That's how huge a problem it is. And I think with all the wisdom we have in this body, we ought to be able to figure out a way to give our citizens some tax relief. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley. Peterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gingery, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 20 aye, 40 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 69 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 59, introduced by Representative Ellaway.
First reading of the
bill. An act relating to insurance adjusters.
Chairman Ellaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption of introduction of House Bill 59, Adjuster Licensing. This is a companion bill to the one that we passed yesterday, House Bill 44, the Portable Electronics Device Limited Lines Insurance. Unlike other types of insurance claims that require a complex system in determining a claim's outcome, the claims at issue are much more simplified. There is little or no calculation as to value of the handset device or extent of loss. Customer service representatives input data into a claims adjudication system, and claim approvals result in the delivery of a replacement device by mail within just a few days. This bill seeks to codify licensing exemptions for those customer service representatives who take information from the customer by phone and input data into a claims adjudication system. It is appropriate to have licensed adjusters supervising the customer service representatives. The legislation proposes a 25-to-1 ratio so that no more than 25 non-licensed customer service representatives are under the supervision of a licensed adjuster or agent who is exempt from licensure as an adjuster pursuant to Wyoming law. I ask for your introduction.
Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
No.
Patterson.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 15 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 59 is received for introduction and referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 61, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to electrical safety, low voltage electrical installation.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 61 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill would do is remove some government regulations and requirements that I believe are unnecessary. Currently, the majority of the states in our country do not require licenses for installing low voltage regulation. I don't think the government needs to be involved regulating items unless there is a serious safety concern, and there is not with low voltage regulation or with low voltage wiring. And under this, under the current statute, if a college student wants to start a business hooking up surround sound speaker systems or computer networks for homes, that's illegal because he's not licensed. If a neighborhood kid wants to start a business hanging Christmas lights for his neighbors, that's illegal because he's not licensed. I just think we need to get the government ease some regulations. It's better for business, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been in the electrical industry since 1967, and I think there is a real need for this license. I believe the intent of what they were trying to address is not being addressed here, and I'm opposed. Thank you.
30 seconds, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The state currently grants all kinds of exemptions to this rule anyway. And in my thought, if they can grant exemptions, then that shows that it's not dangerous, and so we should just exempt everybody from it. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger. Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner. Bonner?
No.
Botten?
Aye.
Brechtel?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Burkhart?
No.
Bird?
Conflict.
Bird, conflict. Campbell?
No.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Childers?
Aye.
Connolly?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Davison?
Aye.
Edmonds?
Aye.
Eklund?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Gay?
Aye.
Gingery? Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petros.
No.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Blickrey? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 21 no, 1 conflict.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 61 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 66, introduced by Representative Stepson.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to industrial siting financial resources.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the introduction of House Bill 66 and ask for your aye vote. This is a bill that's similar to a bill that came through last year and passed out of this body with 52 votes. It's really in the nature of a cleanup bill, but it's a cleanup bill with really profound consequences. The language that we're talking about in here, which requires somebody to show that they've got the financing in hand to build, construct, and maintain industrial facilities, was initially put in when we were dealing with wind energy here a few years ago. And that's really what the focus was. We have found, especially through discussions through the Minerals Committee over the interim, that this poses a huge problem for a number of our businesses in Wyoming that are looking at doing industrial facilities, including sort of innovative technology-based industrial facilities, because it's a sort of chicken and egg problem. People come in and are required to have their financing in hand before they even get a permit, when typically you get your permit and then go out and gather the financing. And so what this does is it gets rid of that chicken and egg problem. It does leave in place the security that we required within the bill for reclamation and decommissioning, those sorts of things. But it allows our entrepreneurs in the state to come in and present their case, get their plan on the board, and then go out and gather their financing, which is the way it's typically done. This is one of those things where you can't say that if you don't pass this, or that if you pass this, there's going to be a flood of billions of dollars of investment in the state. But one thing you can say is that if you don't pass this, you're almost assured of blocking some of that investment over the next couple of years. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Ludnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Conflict. Throne conflict. Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 conflict.
Having received the necessary votes, the bill is referred to,
is that it?
To Minerals, number 9. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 57. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 57, introduced by Representative Escobel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to clinical trial coverage to insurance.
Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 57 and ask for your favorable vote for introduction. Last year, when our only female senator introduced and sponsored the constitutional amendment, the Health Care Freedom Act, which passed this body overwhelmingly, and she agreed to co-sponsor this bill, it was our feeling, and I hope yours as well, that should the voters pass that constitutional amendment, that they should also have coverage and access to clinical trials for cardiovascular. Currently, we do cover clinical trials for the treatment of cancer. The treatment of cancer, or oncology, is our number two killer of the citizens of the state of Wyoming, and heart disease is the number one killer. When we met with our local hospital officials, we asked them what was the missing piece to their healthcare puzzle and what had been their biggest success in recent healthcare legislation. You know, they told us that the coverage and access to clinical trials for heart disease was their biggest missing piece, and that the coverage and critical access to clinical trials in the area of cancer was one of their biggest successes. So when we pass a constitutional amendment that says you should have the right to make your own health care decisions, it should include the coverage for clinical trials. I pose to you that that this Labor Committee has two bills in their committee right now. The expert testimony would be given to that committee, and they should hear both the challenges and the successes when it comes to clinical trials. And should that come back to this body with a 9-0 vote, we would have a lot more of that testimony for you.
Time. Opposition, Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my question would be, obviously we want more access. My concern is someone is going to pay for this. In a state like Wyoming, where we have such a delicate balance between the insurance company and those who are covered, I would love to have a little explanation as to who's going to actually pay the cost to get this. I would suspect, and what I would say to the body, is that the insurance companies will simply pass this on to the consumer. And when we're talking about group coverage, it could make a difference whether or not a small business actually offers coverage to their employees or not. So when we keep mandating that certain things be covered by insurance companies, we are just ratcheting up the effect of more and more people losing their health coverage.
Chairman Harvey.
I am not in opposition if you would.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I just don't think we need more government regulation. We don't need government putting more burdens on private business. Please vote no.
Any further opposition to the bill? Rebuttal, Representative Escobar.
Well, I'll yield my rebuttal to the Chairman of Labor.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Actually, what this does is if you have insurance coverage already, it doesn't change your insurance coverage. Your insurance pays what it already said it would pay, regardless of whether you're in this clinical trial or not. The clinical trial pays for the clinical trial. And then the clinical trial also pays for any side effects of the clinical trial.
Time.
It just...
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux, no. Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Steward,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
no.
Wallace, Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 21 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 57 is indefinitely postponed.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, excuse me. May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
I know that all the clerks have been introduced, but since my clerk and her deputy have come all the way from Kemmer, and they're very good friends of mine, I'd like to introduce Jeannie Wagner and April Brunsky. Please give them a welcome.
Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Brothers and sisters, if you want to walk out front, and you ought to take a peek at least out the window here at lunch, there's a zombie rights protest, and it's organized by a local a filmmaker who's doing a zombie movie that's actually based here in Wyoming, but you ought to take a peek out the window and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you for that. Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, it's not very often we do get people down here from Hot Springs County. So, like many others in the room today, I know we've given kudos to all the county clerks today, but I would like to recognize the county clerk from Hot Springs County, Hans Odie, and he's back up here. And he worked really hard. He's a great friend and a good guy. So, please welcome him.
Privilege. Representative Gay.
May I have privilege of the floor, please? Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In our west balcony is the superintendent of Natrona County School District, Dr. Joel DeBoer.
Hey! Representative Kasparek.
Mr. Speaker, I would be remiss in not introducing my good friends and our county clerk and Cindy Sealball from our clerk's office. They did a remarkable job on redistricting for us. And they're over here, whatever way that is.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Campbell.
Oh.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I also would be remiss if I did not honor my Fremont County clerk and her deputy, Julie Fries and Marjorie Irvine.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not very often we get folks down here from Casper. You remember, number one on your license plates and number one in your heart. Now, I wanted to introduce our outstanding clerk, Renee Vittle. Thank you and welcome.
Representative Bonner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor. We're not going to lunch without recognizing that wonderful Park County clerk down from Cody up here in the West Gallery, Jerry. Jerry Torzon, will you stand?
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll try and knock out two birds with one stone here, but while we're on this roll, up to your left, we have Weston County Clerk Mamie Crank and Niobrara County Clerk Becky Freeman.
Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 38, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blickery, Camel, Childers, Madden, Peterson, Semrack, Vronish, No, Goggles, Conflict, Miller, sign representing Childers, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 10, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Botten, Connolly, Davison, Yagi, McKim, McComey, Petroff, Reeder, sign representing McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 36, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Botten, Connolly, Davison, Yagi, McKim, McComey, Petroff, Reeder, sign representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 32, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ives, Blickery, Bird, Illaway, Yagi, Croker, Patton, Roscoe, Stupson, Zwanisser, Dan. Signed, Representative Illaway, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred House Bill 4, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Botten, Kennedy, McKim, Peterson, Quarberg, Vronish, Zwanitzer, Dave, excused, Blake. Signed, Representative Quarberg, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 26, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Byrd, Greer, Hunt, Kasparic, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stupson, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 27, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Byrd, Greer, Hunt, Kasparic, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stupson, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Representative Roscoe.
Privilege to the floor?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have to introduce my two county clerks as well, who I know through this redistricting process. I drove quite nuts this summer. And we are 22 and 23 on your license plate, and I think we rate a little higher in your hearts, but Sherry Daigle in the south in the west balcony and Mary Langford.
Last chance before lunch if there's your county clerk is here. Any announcements? Representative Barbudo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to send my love out to all the clerks in the state and announce that the Minority Caucus will be held at the Plains Hotel at noon, and you're all invited to attend. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Majority Caucus will be caucusing downstairs in the basement of the Hirschler Building.
Representative Harvey.
Are you ready for committee announcements?
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment to discuss House Joint Resolution 3, Resolution Parents' Rights, at today, upon 10 minutes upon adjournment.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet at 6:58 a.m. in the morning to consider the following bills. We'll finish our work on House Bill 30 and then consider House Bill 54, Crime Victim Service Providers Reporting, House Bill 55, Perfection of Security Interest, Title of Personal Property, House Bill 62, Investigative Subpoenas, House Bill 63, Child Custody Modification After Military Service, and House Bill 71, Wyoming Court Security Act of 2012.
Chairman Quarberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow, 15 minutes after adjournment, in room H-17. We will be considering House Bill 21, Exceeding Speed Limit While Passing, House Bill 22, Gold Star License Plates, and House Bill 46, Handicapped Parking Space Size and Marking. Thank you.
You heard the motion of Mr. Majority Floor Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Oh, we've got, I'm sorry, Chairman Lockhart. No, go ahead. We're not done. I apologize. I didn't even see you down there.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm short and I'm overlooked a lot, but your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet Friday morning at 8 a.m. in room H18 to consider three bills, Hospital 28, Environmental Quality Council Executive Secretary, Hospital 29, Uranium Research Center Funds Extension, and House Bill 44, Portable Electronic Device Insurance.
House will stand in recess until 2 p.m.